Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. My name is drone and intellectual property attorney Enrico Schaefer, and today we're going to be talking about a common discussion that occurs in Facebook forums and bulletin board forums where drone pilots and drone service providers are talking about what to do about the non-compliant pilots, the pilots who don't have their Part 107 certificate, the pilots who simply come in and offer a low price but don't provide any sense of professionalism. So what I want to talk about today is how every drone pilot, every drone service provider that is a professional, that is Part 107 compliant, has a responsibility not only to the community to educate customers, but if you want to be a good business person, the number one thing you need to do is to educate the customers and the prospects so that they know what questions to ask when that fly-by-night operator comes through the door at a low price, so that they can have these red flags that are going off in their brain as they get pitched by the fly-by-night operator, who essentially says, oh, don't worry about that. Oh, that's not necessary. That doesn't matter. So let's talk a little bit about how a drone service contract, or a SUAS service agreement, that is the agreement between the drone service provider and the customer, can act as your best market barrier against fly-by-night competition, and quite honestly, other competition that is compliant but doesn't have the documents and the structure to present well, to present as a professional service provider. So the first thing I want to talk about is being a professional. If you're going to be in this business and you want to get paid the rate that is going to allow you to be profitable, then you must think, act, talk like a SUAS professional. You must think like a professional in every aspect of your business. You must wonder how people are going to perceive you by how you are dressed, by how you set up your operation, by the documents that you use with customers in order to sign them up and provide the services. Yes, thinking like a professional is a mindset, and you need to have that mindset if you're going to be successful in this industry. We represent hundreds of drone pilots as clients, and in every instance, we're constantly pushing them to make sure that they are acting, thinking, and talking like professionals. In terms of acting like a professional, yes, that is going to be how you present yourself to the customer, but it's also going to be, what do your documents say, your marketing documents, your contracts, your Part 107 compliant operations manuals that you show the customer, what all these documents say about you? If these documents don't scream SUAS professional, then you're missing a great opportunity. So if you want to get paid like a professional, you have to think, act, and talk like a professional. So let's talk a little bit specifically about the drone service contract, or the way we refer to it as the SUAS service agreement. This is the contract between you and the customer. Before they become a customer, you're going to present that prospect your contract. We have a version of the contract that is specific to SUAS that covers all the bases, that educates the customer, that becomes a market barrier against competition. In fact, your drone service contract is really the best market barrier that money can buy. If your contract doesn't look professional, if it doesn't have your logo, if it doesn't scream SUAS, if it doesn't make the customer feel safe, then you are missing a great opportunity. So that service agreement needs to cover all aspects of your services to the customer specific to SUAS, including compliance with Part 107, federal and local laws, that it has to provide the specific deliverables that you are going to provide to the customer, the payment terms, the copyright license, what kind of license are they going to get to your work, the photos, the video, and the data. If your SUAS contract doesn't cover all these basics and cover them in detail, then you're not presenting, acting, or looking like a drone service professional. So educating the client becomes really important if we are going to be successful as a community and get professional grade pricing for drone services. So educating customers is job one for every drone service provider. Every time you're in a new and emerging technology market, and we've been doing new and emerging technology since the 1992 when it was the internet, and many forms of technology ever since. And in every new and emerging market, you have this problem between supply and demand. There is very little demand for your service, but there's oversupply of providers, some of whom are compliant, some of whom are not. Currently, here in August of 2018, there's still a lot less market demand than there is what I call push supply. Push supply being that drone service providers are out there telling customers, you should hire me, rather than customers calling them to say, we need someone to do the job. What you always have in a new and emerging technology market is that the customers know very little. They don't know enough to be able to understand why compliance, why hiring a Part 107 certified pilot is important. They tend to focus initially on price because they just don't know any better. They should be focusing on professionalism, reducing their own risk, on quality of deliverables, but they just don't know enough to be able to assess that kind of information. So, of course, they default to price. How much are you charging me? Someone else is going to do it for less. Your job as a Part 107 certified pilot is to educate the customer and in the process create market barriers against competition. That is to say that the customer has enough information from their interaction with you to be able to have red flags that go off when the next person through the door says, you don't need a contract, that doesn't matter, the FAA's never going to come knocking, etc. So your SUAS service agreement, your drone service contract, is that initial market barrier that's going to educate the customer. And we encourage you to go through that contract with the customer as part of your marketing effort. This contract, or at least the one that we've developed at Drone Law Pro, is designed to make the customer feel safe. It's going to educate the customer about risks, and then it's going to show the customer how you cover those risks for the customer so that they're not at risk. So the next drone pilot that comes through the door is going to offer a low price. They're not going to have a contract, or if they do, it's going to be it's going to present poorly. It's going to present as unprofessional. Now that they've seen your contract, they know what questions to ask about. They can ask about insurance, FAA compliance, safety, operations manuals, indemnity and hold harmless. That is a contract provision that goes from the drone service provider to the customer. It says, we as a drone service provider are going to indemnify you against any risk, against any loss, against any injury, against any property damage. We're going to hold you harmless so that nothing spills back onto you, the customer. Now the customer can ask those questions when the competition comes through the door. So what do your contracts and documents say about you? What do you need to be able to educate the customer with in order to get paid professional prices? These are the questions that you should be asking yourself. These are the things that you should be doing. At www.dronelaw.pro/box, we've got a whole series of documents that accomplish this goal of educating the customer, creating market barriers, appearing, acting, and talking professional. We represent hundreds of drone pilots just like you, and matters just like this, and they're very successful in using these documents as a market barrier. My name is Enrico Schaefer. I'm a drone attorney at Traverse Legal and DroneLaw.pro, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at DroneLaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.